I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Farmers around the Southeast will no doubt be taking advantage of the next few dry weeks ahead.
This is the driest time of year. It's always good for harvest. The farmers will have to time their work because there will be some fronts that will come through, and always, of course, the possibility of a tropical system.
Pam Knox, agricultural climatologist and director of the University of Georgia Weather Center, says the rainy storm season is not over, but
the dry conditions will certainly help that as well, allow them to go out and get a lot of field work done, harvesting done. The end of the month, it does look like we're more likely to go back to conditions that are slightly wetter. So that's good incentive for farmers to not lollygag around, but keep on going. And I think most of them know that already. Tropical season is not over yet. We could still see something. More likely, it would be developing in the Gulf rather than in a wave coming off of Africa, because we're kind of at the end of the African wave season. But it's not too late. And, you know, it's the conditions in the Gulf are quite warm. So that's something that we're going to continue to keep an eye on.
Knox was speaking during the Southeast Regional Climate Center's monthly climate update. Wet conditions have prevented some farmers from getting out in the fields, delaying harvest, and promoting leaf rust in many areas. In spite of that, farmers are, for the most part, looking forward to a very good harvest around the Southeast. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.